Thank you. Thank you for joining this afternoon's session. I'm going to talk about plant nutrient ion balancing for hydroponic culture. I don't know how many of you have done hydroponic culture. Raise your hand. Oh, good. Yeah. So what we do is in preparing hydroponic solutions, if we get some nutrient ions in the raw water, and according to can adjust. I just briefly, those who haven't, we were not really familiar with the hydroponic culture system. We have aeroponic culture or water culture. That's a hydroponic culture. Nutrient film technique is developed in England. And then now in the U.S., it's a NFT system, it's a modified system is being used. Substrate culture uses root medium. It's usually inert, and nutrient solution is delivered. It's an open system. Nutrient solution is not recaptured and not reused, whereas a closed system, you circulate. And then solutions are reused. This is typically an NFT system. Nutrient solution is recirculated after feeding and come back and you collect it. And this is very common U.S. System here. And this is a hydroponic culture, just water culture. I just use a small for experiments. We use just a tub cultures and it's nutrient solution. Containing tubs, and this is a typical commercial operation of just NFT system. Now, when we talk about nutrient absorption by plants, you all know it's a macronutrient, micronutrients. Here's five. How to use it? Oh, here, the six macronutrients, for example. Those are atomic weight and molecular weight, and then ionic forms that actually are absorbed by plant. But this is a nitrogen, NO3, it's a monovalent anion, NO3, nitrate form is a cationic, just a one. Cursor doesn't work that well, and I wish I could do over there. Whereas the phosphorus have three different forms plants can absorb, but normal physiological conditions is H2PO4 monovalent anions are usually used by plants. And here's the concentration on a dry weight basis. Potassium is typically monovalent cation. Magnesium is a divalent cation. Sulfate is an anionic form. And calcium is divalent cation. Now, micronutrients are also absorbed by those ionic forms. Their contribution to charges and so on in hydroponic solution is less important, but we use a small quantity. The contribution to overall solution pH and conductivity is less. So we just use less of ion balancing for micronutrients. But we'll be talking about more on macronutrient balancing. Those tables, it's very small. You may not be able to read well, but on the left, most column, you get all these fertilizers and formula analysis, NPKN, P2O5, K2O analysis, molecular weight and equivalent weight, solubility, and then also other than NPK, what is contained in it. When you talk about concentrations, everybody uses a ppm concept, parts per million again. That's a common one, but it's more exactly. We should balance according to ionic forms. Because a plant, ppm is concept, weight of a molecule, molecules or ions, actually plants don't weigh materials, you know, to absorb. They just catches ions molecule by molecule. So it's more correctly it's a millimolar concentration or milliequivalent. We prefer in hydroponic solution preparations, the MEQ, milliequivalent per liter, is millimole divided by valence. That's much precise and concise. So if you are building a house, if you are using PPM system, you go to buy bricks by weight, and then bring the tonnage, you know, and then you end up with a short or, you know, in excess, whereas you count the number of bricks. Some bricks are heavier than others, so they were. Is it already done? No? Okay. So it'll be exact. So it'll be molecule basis, equivalent basis, it'll be much easier. So, for example, right here, it's a monovalent ion. Ammonium nitrate will dissolve to form ammonium cations and then nitrate anions. Whereas magnesium, it will form magnesium divalent ion sulfate is divalent anions. So you will see if a monovalent compound molecular weight, millimole is the same as one MEQ, milliequivalent. Let's look at this one right here, MgSO4, molecular weight is 120 milligram. You have to divide that by 2 to get equivalent weight. 60 milligram is 1 MEQ. So in concentrations, if you're going to 1 MEQ per, this one doesn't work well, let me see, MEQ per liter, ammonium is 18 milligram per liter, which is the same as a millimolar concentration. Whereas NO3, same thing as millimolar concentration, it's the same thing as a milliequivalent concentration. It's only divalent or trivalent ions you have to divide by 2 or 3. This is the examples. The molecular weight is, how to use this, the cursor moving. Oh, okay. Where did it go? Molecular weight and then equivalent weight is monovalent ion, the same. And whereas, say, something like ammonium sulfate, molecular weight is twice as much as equivalent weight. So you can kind of see this. See, for example, magnesium sulfate, molecular weight is 246, equivalent weight is 132. With this one in mind, it's much easier. When you have milliequivalent per liter concentrations of those macronutrient cations, how come? Okay. Cations, you will see right here, calcium, 6 milliequivalent per liter concentration. Magnesium, 1. Potassium, 6. Ammonium, 2. And then anions. On the left, right side, all be 12, 2, 1 milliequivalent. So cations and anions will balance the equal amount, 1-to-1 ratio. So easy this way. But it contains water contains. So you have to subtract what's in the water. Then you will see it's a water analysis. Everybody uses water analysis. Then you have to subtract 6 milliequivalent calcium we needed, but it's 2.2 is already provided by water. So what you need is an amount that you need to add will be 3.8 milliequivalent per liter. How to get this? Okay, oh, it's very difficult. Okay, I'm not familiar. I'm sorry. I don't use a laptop, so kind of a difficulty. It disappears. Is there any way I can keep it stay that way? Okay. 6 milliequivalent is total. You have to, you know, just and then, whereas the magnesium of water has 1.5, and then it's already, we need 1 milliequivalent, but water has 1.5. What can I, oh, here. So you don't have to. You have to live with it, you know, excess amount. So total will be 1 milliequivalent is needed, but 1.5, you have to live with it. Potassium, 5. So you will go, your total anion, cation concentration, it'll be 18.3 in case 18.3, you know, after adjustment. So with that, it's so nice. It's very precisely we can adjust and subtract what's available in the water. So we get water samples. This is an example of the Denver flower growers, one of the water analysis. And you got they give you ppm concentration as well as a milliequivalent per liter concentration. And so you will, using that, so use this, and then what is needed, and you just supplement amount these. You know. And then for doing that, it's a merit, it's a, all the fertilizer you buy, it'll be always, they dissolve with cation and anion, and ion species they form. So it's always 1:1. So in case of a calcium nitrate, you need 1 milliequivalent per liter, and then it'll provide calcium 1 milliequivalent and 1 milliequivalent of a nitrate. So you just budget out, and then you have to add, you know, but you know, usually this is not that bad water. Bicarbonate level 2.1. You just add 2.1 by way of a phosphoric acid and nitric acid. And then come up with to neutralize what the bicarbonate 2.1. So your total will be, ideally will be 26, but you have a water analysis, the total will be 32.6. Actually, after evaporation of a, neutralization, CO2 is all evaporated, and it'll be actually 28.6. You know. So you do this. You can calculate your own way, but this table like you can use. This table shows that if you have a 1 pound per 1,000 gallon, it'll give up 1.5 milliequivalent of ammonium, 1.5 milliequivalent of nitrate. Same way, if you want 10,000, it's a liter solution, it'll give 1 kilogram will give 1.3 and 1.3 equal amount of ammonium and then nitrate ions. So it'll be so easy. Whereas you use the ammonium nitrate as just a ppm, it's not really, you cannot really figure. It's just a weight basis. So it's so correct. So use this one to do some adjustments. So for water sample one, we're calculating for 10,000 gallons. So this will be, we need 1.3 milliequivalent needed. 1 pound provided 1.5 milliequivalent. So it'll be 0.8 pound needed. 0.8 pound, 1,000 gallon equals 8.5 pound, 10,000 gallons. If you're using injector system, 50 gallon container, be 200x ratio injectors, your total volume will be 10,000 gallons. So you have to always add amount, but what would be the final volume that you would be using, you know, when it's a stock tank is all gone, you know. So that's very good. So do that, and then we did all this what only once needed, you know. When you get commercial fertilizer, certain formulations, and then then unnecessarily you add more ionic forms there. So you know that they sell fertilizer, the more they sell, the better. But we don't need that. You know. So maybe all these fertilizers, you know, formulation, compounds you buy, and accordingly, you just very budget out and balance. You know. You have to also use this acid to neutralize bicarbonate, and your amount of when we use it, but molecular weight, and then it'll be equivalent weight. It's a equivalent weight for sulfuric acid. is sulfuric acid acts as a monovalent ion because a form that actually absorbed by plants is a monovalent ion. We have to adjust by just equivalent weight, divalent ions, you know, use that, but it's phosphate is a H2PO4 minus one, not the two. So we use this method, sample, and then come up with a say to neutralize, and it was just a 0.9 phosphoric acid, 70%, and then NO3 is a nitric acid, and then total would be 2.0 to neutralize what's in the bicarbonate in the raw water. So you use this, and then, so your neutralization, bicarbonate hydrogen is the acid will be providing, and it'll be CO2 into water formed. And you will see, notice, was you have to, when you calculate amount, you have to specific gravity into consideration. I mean, I don't go to in much in detail. Whereas only sulfuric acid, because there is considered as a monovalent ion, because the most physiological condition, soil saps or hydroponic solution, is less than 7.2, which is K equal amount is present at, but we are using less than, it's 5.5 to 6.5, so we consider that's a monovalent ion. That would be phosphoric acid. So with that, we had there's already available reference what peppers, you know, tomatoes or flowers, you can get the reference and then just plug it in and just you calculate, it'll be nice. So this was what we similarly with a water sample, and it's a lot of salts in here, so we don't have to add much of it, you know, just only a little, but we have to live with a higher salinity like that. So water samples, the calculation is in there. And when we Denver area water sample, low and high, whereas the desired concentration here, some cases, sodium or sulfate level higher than, actually, sodium we don't need, but sulfate we need the 1 milliequivalent. But it's more than that. But there, usually, maximum allowable sulfate is a kind of a forgiving. So up to 10 milliequivalent, that's not bad, you know. So you have to use that. This way we can just cut, you know, use that as a for to commercial whatever operation. But if you are interested in growing plants growing home or something, and I would not use raw water unless you have a very good good water. I just buy from Walmart and buy just spring water, or just say Aquafina, or something. It's much easier, simpler, small quantity. So I just had something like this. And so, for example, if this is 20-20-20 commercial analysis fertilizer, if you use 200 milligram per liter, it's 200 ppm. So you use 1 gram per just get per liter, and 190 gram per say 50 gallon compared. Usually color is shown like that. It's good for root health and so on. Sometimes pythium comes in and get darkening of roots and so on. You need a pH and conductivity measuring device and so on. I guess springtime I went out, somebody wanted to have hydroponics at home, you know, small scale. I had a LED light of 2x4 and light intensity quite good, 215 micromole, you know. So grew very well. So we did this one. Is you, of course, you have to do some air bubbling so that the the aeration is provided. So with that, and it's a 4 different varieties, and I took this one as a presentation. People really loved it. Then grown for 10 days in my basement, especially my laundry room. So with that, I think my last, I hope you got some idea of how to handle raw water and to balance. If, last year I gave this presentation, home growing of for local growing, local foods market, and people like this system. So I got some emails, and I'm kind of making the manual for something that if you are interested in, you may contact me. I mean, the book is, the manual is bound, and I can send that to you. That it details about this. And with that, any questions?
No. Thank you, Dr. Lee. We are 5 minutes over time. Okay. And if you have any question for Dr. Lee, you can wait at the end of the presentation and you see him. Thank you.